The following program is sponsored by 3J16 Ministries.
Good evening, and welcome to Man on the Road, a 3J16 Ministries program, bringing a half hour of the Word of God through prayer, the Word, and music. I am Sherry.
And I am David.
And we are your Man on the Road hosts for tonight.
So relax, and let's enjoy this time together.
Let's pray in agreement with Stephen, a servant of the Lord. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before your throne to thank you for sending your Son to pay for the sins we have committed. May your Holy Spirit guide us, and may we be found holy in your will. In this Christmas season, may the love that you revealed to us shine from our hearts, that it might shine in a dark world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
What is Christmas truly about?
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was mindful to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
God did not ask Mary and Joseph to accept his plan. He told them, God has no intention of asking your permission to proceed with his perfect plan for your life. God's plan required total trust because it had difficult challenges that ended at the cross. God does not promise us an easy path through life, but he does promise that he will be with us faithfully if we live out his plan. This is Christmas. Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby,
the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the deaf
that your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great
Though God's plan for Mary was difficult, Mary was blessed when she realized her son had opened the door to heaven. If you follow God's plan, no matter how difficult it may be, eternity will be impacted for good and for many.
Jesus said in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." And in John 14:27, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
This next song explains it all. Peace in Christ.
Listen to his words, let them come alive. If we know him as he is, there is peace in Christ. He gives us hope when hope is gone. He gives us strength when we can't go on. He gives us shelter in the storms of life. When there's no peace on earth, there is peace in Christ. There is peace in Christ when we walk with him through the streets of Galilee, Jerusalem. Mend the broken heart, dry the tear-filled eyes. When we live the way he lived, there is peace in Christ. He gives us hope when hope is gone. He gives us strength when we can't. No peace on earth, there is peace in Christ. Peace on earth, there is peace in Christ. When there's no peace on earth,
there is peace in Christ.
Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." John 14:12-14. "But ye shall receive the power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Acts 1:8. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and shall bring all things to remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14:26-27.
Tomorrow night is Christmas Eve, a time for when you believe.
Jesus said, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes. In me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you."
Many nights we've prayed with comfort that our God could hear. In our hearts a hopeful song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid, although we know sometimes we fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. There will be miracles when you believe. Let the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing. God knows what miracles you will receive when you believe. Somehow you they don't always happen when
Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Mark 9:23. Do you want to be in the perfect will of God? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. We must believe. In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 21:22. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Our mission statements are from the Bible, God's holy word. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:16-17. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13.
Here's our title song, a 3J16 original, Man on the Road.
He stood by the river and prayed. He looked me in the eye. A rush of peace passed me by. He was here for you and me. He is the Lamb of God I see. Set us free. Jesus was his name. I met a man on the road today. Heard of the price he paid. He was nailed to a cross. He was God's only begotten Son. He was the Lamb of God. He was the Lamb of God. For all to see, he set us free. Jesus was his name. He made the lame to walk and fed the thousands by the sea. He was the miracle from God. He saved us from our sins. He was nailed to the cross, then he died upon that tree. He rose from the dead and now preparing you and me. What the future lies. We need his strength to survive. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lamb of God, praise.
If you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, pray now. Dear God, I know I am a sinner. I believe Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead to forgive me of my sins. I am sorry for all the wrong I have done and ask you to forgive me. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I now accept your gift of eternal life. Thank you for your love, forgiveness, and a new life in Jesus Christ. From this day forward, I choose to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's continue growing in God. Let's study God's Word and have fellowship among other believers. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. We are the ministers of music at Pine Drive Baptist Church, and we invite you to come worship with us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m., located at 705 FM 517 East in Dickinson, Texas. Thank you for listening to Man on the Road, and we hope you were blessed by our program. You can learn more about us and our ministries at 3J16Ministries.com.
Yes, that's 3J16MINISTRIES.com. You can also email us at 3J16Ministries@gmail.com. We would like to give out a special thanks to our sponsors and supporters. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. You can catch us next time, same day, or you can go to our website and find out the other 8 times that we are listed on our programming here at Wilkinson Radio Network. We'd like to also give a shout out to those who would like to advertise with us. Please contact us through our website, 3J16Ministries.com, for any questions you may have. We have some excellent time slots open for some good advertisement, churches and local businesses. God bless you all, and keep the faith.